Before I send you off to take the quiz, let's quickly review the main highlights from today's module. First, you successfully pieced together the weather radar equation as shown here. Remember that the weather radar equation is the means by which we can go from power transmitted from the radar to getting something useful as reflectivity. We learned that there are essentially three main variables that affect the reflectivity factor. The average power return is directly proportional to reflectivity factor, and things that increase average power return include the number and size of particles in a sample volume. Range, or R, is also directly proportional to Z, and attempts to help minimize lower reflectivities the further away from the radar you are by squaring that R term. The radar constant, while scary when unpacked, is essentially just a large set of parameters associated with a specific radar. Lastly, we briefly mentioned a few main assumptions that the weather radar equation makes that are important for you to be aware of, including assuming no power loss, assuming Rayleigh scattering, and assuming the targets fill the entire radar beam uniformly. Alright, that's all for today's module. When you're ready, click next to take the quiz.